Welcome to Tech San Diego's T3 podcast, where we talk everything talent, coming to you from Tech San Diego's global worldwide headquarters. It used to be at home in Rancho Penasquitos, but I have me going to the office in Del Mar, which is a very nice change, but always technology's perfect climate. Joining me is our very capable co-host, Christy Kiyogi. Christy, say hello.
Hi, everyone. Glad to be on this podcast. And as you talk about being in the office, our office oversees the beach. So we're in Del Mar. So really excited to be able to have that ocean breeze next to us.
Christy is being a little facetious. When I look out my window, Christy, and I know mine is right next to yours, I see the five. And so the beach is I guess maybe if you squint between the valley there, you might be able to peek just a little bit of the ocean.
You always got to look around the corner and you'll see the sunrise and sunset.
There you go. Christy, of course, is Tech San Diego's Jacobs Talent Director, who helps university talent select a region as their career destination. Who wouldn't want to be in lovely San Diego? So we have a very exciting program today. You know, one of the benefits of my job, I am a technology geek, being executive director of Tech San Diego. I think you would expect that. But I love to look at new technologies, and I've had a drone since they first came out, and so I'm a drone operator and play around with it. So it's always interesting to look at this cluster in San Diego, and we have probably one of the leaders in that cluster joining us today, and that's Shield AI, and we have Tanya joining us. Tanya, say hello.
Hey, everybody.
Tanya Palin, correct?
Tanya Palin here, yep. Nice to see you.
Tanya, we're going to get into all the things job-related at Shield AI, but before we do that, you got to tell us the cliff notes of what Shield AI does.
Sure thing. So Shield AI is an artificial intelligence company that was founded in 2015. So we're just over 7 years old, and our mission is to protect service members and civilians with intelligent systems. So what does that mean? We use something called HiveMind, an autonomy stack. It's the first and only autonomous AI pilot. So think about, you know, an AI driving car. We have that as a pilot, an artificial intelligence pilot. It's been deployed in combat since 2018. So this is actually already in being used by the company. And we enable teams of aircraft to perform missions of all kinds, ranging from room clearance to air defense to dogfighting F-16s. We're backed by some top-tier Silicon Valley VC funds. And we've really worked to establish ourselves as a leader in AI for aviation. We've been named a Forbes top 50 AI company in the best startup list as well. CB Insights top 100, Fast Company's most innovative companies. But what makes me most proud of what Shield AI is that our mission really is to protect civilians and service members with technology of the future, if you really think about it, which is a noble mission. And we get to do that with extraordinary people every day.
Well, that sounds like there's certainly some bona fides there. You know, sometimes when people think of the defense industry in San Diego, they think about defense contractors and, you know, a bunch of cubes and people coding software. And I think oftentimes we miss the innovation aspect of that. And I think if you look at Shield AI, I don't think I know. When you look at Shield AI and you look at, you know, the hive mind and you look at the cutting edge on AI, it really does seem to be one of the most innovative companies in San Diego, regardless of who the end customer is.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we are really proud of the amazing minds that we have working for us today to help really further this absolutely noble mission. With the future of technology really is AI. You know, we say we want to build the world's best AI pilot. And so we're just extremely excited. It's incredible work.
So let's get right into the job. So I imagine with all that stuff going on, you're adding probably a lot of people to the Shield AI team.
Yeah, absolutely. So we currently employ over 400 teammates today, and I do think that that is growing. We just announced the close of a Series E fundraising round. So we've joined other companies like SpaceX, Palantir, and Anduril as the only multi-billion-dollar defense tech startup of the past 20 years. And so we are rapidly growing our team, and we're looking for teammates who are looking to bring their skills in AI, robotics, and technology to help us build the future.
What's really interesting, you talked about, you know, the startups and that I talked a little about the innovation. And so that really breaks the mold a little bit of what a defense company is, right? So walk us into the culture of Shield AI a little bit. Talk us about what is it like to work at Shield AI? What's the culture like? What do you guys value? What do you look for? Talk to me a little bit about what's going on when the doors are shut.
Absolutely. Well, we are a mission and values driven company at our core. Every time that you talk to anybody at Shield, they'll mention our mission, which is to protect the lives of civilians and service members. We talk about our values and we champion those ideas further. And our teammates are contributing to those technologies to meaningfully address the humanity's greatest challenge. And so we're not really this like formal, super formal company. We are looking to meaningfully address humanity's greatest challenges and further those missions and those values. So we're in this for the mission, and building AI pilots for defense directly contributes to advancing our security, stability, and peace, which I don't know about you guys, but that's something I like to see on the news every day.
Oh, it's so wonderful to hear about your company culture and its values, especially as I'm working with new talent at the universities and being able to share this type of insight and this type of approach to working, you know, with your team. And talking about university talent and our students that are right here in our backyards, in our majors that are learning about robotics and AI, what are some of the things you're looking for in new talent that I could share with students about Shield AI?
So one thing that you can tell folks who are interested in joining our company is all about our core values. So we've got three of them that we keep top and center. One is to do what honor dictates. So our teammates believe in living with uncompromising and honesty, integrity, sincerity, and candor. We believe in living as a servant leader, so putting humanity and team before ourselves. And we believe in pursuit of excellence. We want to be the best in the world at our respective crafts. We want to demonstrate grit, relentlessly seek improvement, and hold ourselves and others to the highest of standards. And so when we think about who would look to join our company, we think about that pursuit of our mission to advance our nation's core values by bringing the U.S. and our allies access to those leading technologies and innovations. But we also care about how we do that. And those values that I listed before encapsulate that.
Tanya, building on Christy's question a little bit, do you hire talent out of universities and do you have an active internship program?
We do. We have an active internship program. So please check out our website. We just finished and wrapped up our summer internship where we bring students to practice their craft here with us. And, you know, we do believe our employees are our most critical asset. And so we believe in continuing to invest in them and learn from them as well.
I really enjoy hearing that you have them practice and you have the hands-on experiences and just finished your summer internship. But what are some of the deliverables that happens from these internship opportunities?
Yeah, well, they have capstones where they're looking to solve problems. You know, and we have internships who work in all different areas of Shield AI, whether that was marketing or engineering or robotics. So whatever the student is looking to grow in, we're likely wanting them to come and practice that with us. And then at the end of their internship, they had a chance to present what we call their capstone or their final presentation of what they did and what they learned. And that's also a great opportunity for us to learn from them of what they bring in their newest skills into Shield. We get to benefit from that as well.
Tanya, so being a defense company, I imagine there are classified positions. Does that make the hybrid workplace and remote work, does that make it a little more challenging?
Not directly, but we are dealing with classified information. Our clients, if you can imagine with this kind of technology, are all over. But we handle the trend towards remote work because we believe that's the future. And we were successful during the pandemic with 100% remote work. And ultimately, we believe that hiring the very best, so driven, mission-oriented experts in their field, means that we can find them from anywhere. And so a lot of our teammates operate in a hybrid work environment where they might have a couple of days in the office, a couple of days remote, or some are just fully remote, or some are fully in the office. But we believe flexibility means that we get to access the best talent.
Okay. So tell us a little bit about, I keep on saying that, tell us a little bit about, that's my go-to phrase. But, you know, companies love to talk about the fun things they do, right? And again, from even our discussion here, it looks like the Shield AI is really the best of both worlds. There's a mission-driven, a goal, which employers love to see. They love to see that what they're doing is making a difference. And geez, what could make a more difference in, you know, protecting the warfighter? But it also seems like it's the mentality of an emerging growth company, which, you know, they have all these fun things going on. So tell me a little bit, if I started work at Shield AI, what nice fun things can I expect from the environment there?
Well, Kevin, I would immediately challenge you to a game of pool or foosball in one of our break rooms in downtown San Diego, where we are just steps away from the marina and being able to walk to lunch there downtown and see the ocean. We offer a lot of fun activities. So next Friday, we're all going to the bonfire, do a bonfire at Coronado. And so we do believe in work hard, play hard.
Will there be any alcohol there at the bonfire?
I can neither confirm nor deny what's on the menu, but I would not be surprised. We do offer a keg in our break room. I can tell you that much. But, you know, and we just believe in the camaraderie that comes from having shared mission. We so deeply believe in what we do. It's really fun to do great work with extraordinary people who you can have fun with and laugh with every day.
Yeah, and having that fun environment creates meaning. It creates a lot of opportunities for morale and just, you know, being part of a great team. And maybe I'll go check out that bonfire. I'll bring some hot dogs over there, Tanya, if you want me to.
Yeah, come on over. You would be welcome, Christy. We'd love to see you there.
And in addition, maybe some lumpia as well from my Filipino, you know, local restaurant.
Oh, bring it on.
And so just talking about your culture and all the fun things you do, and as I'm, you know, working with students all the time, you know, whether it's, you know, working at UC San Diego with the Women's Center for the Women in STEM Coffee Hour, or I'm going to be having a Cal State San Marcos Latinx, you know, STEM social, how can we get you all involved with our, you know, students, with our new talent, and get your company engaged with just meeting our next, you know, generation of tech talent?
Absolutely. And, you know, you mentioned women in tech, and that's so important to us, too. Those are critical pipelines of that we want to continue filling. You know, we're currently hiring more than 80 different requisitions across multiple teams, and a majority of those are within our engineering teams. And so, you know, when I think about staying involved with you and staying connected to that talent, you know, we really want to connect that talent with those possibilities.
Yeah, and that's great, because all this engagement, this interaction, and most importantly, the relationship building, you know, with the students is going to be key. Because as I work with students, I always ask, well, what company has been part of your story, right? And then if you're at the coffee hour with the women in tech, if you're part of the tech tours, when we take our students to the companies and be able to meet you or alumni, then I think that really creates a great connection. So I'm looking forward to having you involved.
We do attend virtual and in-person career fairs. And so perhaps, you know, that's another way we can stay connected and make sure we have a presence there at, and we do have a meaningful presence at most major industry and academic conferences like ICRA and RSS. So if you have students who are interested in meeting us too, they can find us there as well.
Will do.
Tanya, you talked about you have 80 open job requisitions. Tell us a little bit about what most of those requisitions are. You said a lot of them from the engineering. What do they look like?
Yeah, they're all types of positions. So software engineering, mechanical engineering, robotic engineering. So take a look at, I would just encourage, you know, anyone who's interested, take a look at our website, and we have videos there that talk a little bit about what those positions are. And you can even meet some of the folks who are in those roles today and what attracted them to Shield and what they get to do. But it really is a lot focused on engineering, robotics, and AI.
And those are all tough to fill positions. I think we're fortunate to have universities that have deep programs in those. So hopefully you'll be pulling some of that talent out of the local universities. So look, we've talked about what Shield AI does. We talked about what a cool place it is to work and their mission. We talked about the type of jobs they have. Christy, we even talked about the university talent. They have an internship. Give us the career website so people can go there and check it out.
You can find us at shield.ai/careers. So that's shield.ai/careers. And thanks for the opportunity, Kevin and Christy, to come here and talk about our cool company. And I look forward to more future conversations on this.
Fantastic. Thank you. So this is another episode of T3 in the can, so to speak. And we will see you next time. Any parting words, Christy?
No, just excited to get Shield AI and have our students, our new talent, get to know you. And most importantly, just, you know, look at your opportunities as part of their career destination. So it's really exciting to have this conversation with you, Tanya.
Since 1994, Tech San Diego has provided a unifying voice for San Diego's technology community, fostering growth and business acceleration through collaborations between industry, education, and government. We support members from all sectors of the technology industry, including cybersecurity, big data, robotics, SaaS, biotech, healthcare, Internet of Things, defense, telecom, and more. Learn more about us at www.techsandiego.org. Tech San Diego would like to thank Tanya Palin of Shield AI for taking the time to talk to us today. To see if any of the open positions at Shield AI fit you, visit shield.ai/careers-overview/. Shield AI was founded to bring the best of AI and autonomy technology to the DoD and our allies to protect service members and civilians. Visit shield.ai to learn more. Producers for T3 Talking Tech Talent are Kevin Carroll and Sarah Spiva. T3 Talking Tech Talent is recorded remotely and edited by Hypable Impact. If you enjoyed this podcast episode, make sure to like, follow, and share.